Welcome to the Young and Ambitious podcast, a podcast for ambitious young people who want to master their mindset, launch a business, and make their dream life. I'm your host, Nika Molini. I am the positivity boss and Gen Z's personal growth coach. I help young people get clear on their goals and design a life they love through working on their mindset and implementing successful personal growth strategies. Let's get right into it. Hi, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Young and Ambitious podcast. Today, we have an amazing guest with us, Raimi Zhang, who is a young entrepreneur, and we're going to hear all about her story and the work she's doing right now. So thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
Awesome. So let's get started. Just let our audience know a little bit more about who you are and what you're doing right now.
Yeah, so currently I'm 17 years old, so I'm going into 12th grade right now. And right now my focus is in blockchain technologies and cryptocurrency. So what I mostly do right now is developing decentralized applications. And currently I'm also working with a digital asset converter blockchain company in Toronto called Ucash. So aside from my work in blockchain, I think around late 2017, I built a social media kind of arts and culture kind of platform to help more youth and more of my peers become more engaged within their communities, because I realized that there has been a lot of sharp decline in the amount of community engagement and civic engagement among teenagers. Like, it's been a huge issue. Like, it was even featured on one of Statistics Canada's reports, and so it was a problem that I really wanted to be able to target. So the platform is called The Rush Collective, and we kind of developed a three-step method that will allow us to be able to encourage more youth to actually engage with their community and be able to harness their own individual skills to contribute more to the people around them.
That's amazing. And tell us more about like what inspired you to do the work that you're doing now.
So I think a little bit of it is obviously like the problem. It was actually kind of becoming a really important issue, especially in schools where there is less of a community engagement kind of culture. So I really wanted to be able to make that kind of culture a more widespread thing and more a more universal experience for high school students. So that was partly why I was really inspired to start the Rush Collective. So I got into blockchain technology around late 2017 as well. Before that, I was more of a person who leaned more towards the art side of things. So I was really into singing. In 2016, I competed in this Chinese singing reality show for girls called Supergirl, and I made it into the top 100 out of 600,000 contestants all around the world. So that was really amazing, but I think the pivot was really good for me into technology and into like these kind of leadership entrepreneurship side activities, because I feel like in this way I'm able to actually be able to create a bigger impact that's more tangible. And so for blockchain, I think what really inspired me to get into it was there's an accelerator program for youth called the Knowledge Society. And basically what they do is expose young people to innovative and exponential technologies. And among them was blockchain. And so we were encouraged to go and research into each of these technologies by ourselves to see, you know, where we could make an impact. Because right now the thing with these exponential technologies is that since they are so new, even the experts at the forefront of the industries in the world are starting at point A or point one at these technologies. So essentially, we, like young people and those experts, are starting from the same platform when we're learning about these industries and these technologies. So that's why we really have kind of a real advantage to be able to make tangible impact and real impact in these spaces. And it's also a very high impact kind of space. So that's why I was really interested in things like blockchain that could have a lot of social benefits because of its decentralized nature.
Right, that's awesome. And in your opinion, like, how can more people start to find, and specifically young people, like, how can they start to find more things that they're passionate about and more ways of getting involved in their community? Like, why do you think there's that gap in terms of people really getting engaged?
Yeah, so it's actually really interesting. I think, for me personally, I go to a high school where there isn't as much of a culture that surrounds, like, you know, getting those extracurriculars and like actually being involved in your community, like starting committees for the environment and things like that. There isn't as much of a culture like that. And I think it's really a lot about the environment. I think it's really important to be able to create a kind of network where young people can feel free to actually be able to realistically consider the impact that they want to make on their community and realistically consider real tangible steps that they can do in order to make that impact. And so I think one of the really big things that like my peers and other young people can really do to be able to kind of bolster their movement in the community is to really make sure you're targeting a problem instead of just working on something you think you'd enjoy doing. Because when you're doing these kind of things, you also need to have an economic incentive other than your emotional incentive. So there's these things where we really want to make an impact, right? Like, we really want to be able to solve world hunger, and we really want to be able to, like, eliminate, like, poverty, and we really want to be able to get, like, at-risk teens out of their situations. But in order to do these things, there needs to be both your drive to do it, so your emotional incentive, and also, like, a means to create value or to capture value through your solution, because the world is run on the system of, like, financial lubrication, right? Like, money. And without it, you are not going to be able to make a real change, because money is kind of like your stake in society. So it's really important to be able to target these problems in a way that is, like, economically sustainable, so you can, like, continue implementing your solution over multiple years without running out of the resources to do it. So I think that's something that we can actually really start focusing on right now, especially since young people are in a situation where they're kind of free to pursue the things that they want to pursue without having, like, all of the responsibilities of, like, you know, like, paying the bills and paying rent and things like that when you're an adult. So I think right now is really, like, the optimal time to get started on these things. And also for the Rush Collective, which is the platform that I founded, we kind of developed a sort of three-step method that would allow more youth to become more comfortable in creating these kind of movements in their communities. And so we have a captured, connected, and challenged kind of three-step process. And so basically what we really want to do is want to take, you know, youth leaders that have made real tangible impact and show their work to all of our peers and say, like, this is what you are capable of doing. And this is where these people have more potential to go on. And then we want to be able to connect more youth all across Toronto and all across Ontario, maybe even Canada, to be able to actually learn from each other, because there's so much value in a network. There's so much value in knowing people, right? And we also want to encourage youth to actually challenge themselves and strive to be uncomfortable rather than staying inside their comfort zone. So I think, like, these kinds of things to consider would really be beneficial to young people that want to make an impact in the community, but, like, don't really know where to start.
Wow, you are so smart. I'm so impressed. I'm so impressed with you. Amazing. And, you know, this podcast is targeted towards Gen Z, which is, like, our generation. And do you think that
you know, because of the technology we have access to, because of like the moment in time that we are young people, like we are actually well positioned to make an impact. Like, what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, so this is actually like a really, really interesting question. I think it's a little bit like how compared to the generation before us, who was, that generation was kind of growing up with technology as technology grew, right? So they were there when like the first iPhone came out, and they were there when like the first the phone, first smartphones, first touchscreen phones were created and things like that. But for Generation Z, we were kind of born into technology, right? Like we were just born straight into like learning how to use computers and like browsing the internet and like using social media on our smartphones. So we were just kind of born into that environment. So I think it's not really the difference between the people, because I think from generation to generation, the people mindsets are very much the same, but it's rather like the tools, like the exponential technologies that we have today that we were born into that actually allows us to be able to understand them and leverage them in a way that is the most efficient possible. And like, because we're in this kind of like internet era where we're so much more connected than ever before, like this kind of allows us to be able to get out of our comfort zones, out of our bubbles, and to actually kind of exit the cycles of ignorance that we might have been trapped before if we weren't as connected through the internet. And so I think like that factor is like really, really important, because a lot of the things, when you consider it, it always kind of really comes back into people, right? Like people will always be the most important thing. So when you think about it, like having things like the internet and having things like social media allows Generation Z to get to know more people and people who live different realities from us, which is why I feel like Generation Z is really like really, really well positioned to make like a real positive impact.
Right. And how do you think we can make sure that we're using these technologies for good? You know, a lot of people like are kind of scared of things like AI, or they think that, you know, people can use these technologies for like bad things. So how can we like, how can we deal with that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. Like there's definitely a lot of downsides to a lot of these technologies that we're scared of. So for example, like AI, like we're scared of us losing control over our information, right? Or over our own internet activity and things like that. And also with things like social media, like what's the impact on young people's brains and what's the impact on their development and a lot of things like that. But what I think right now is that more than anything now, it's so important to start educating people on exponential technologies that are having real impact in our world, like right at this second. Because I think that like what really needs to change right now is like people's mindsets about technology, because we need to be nurtured into using them like in the right way. And definitely like there's research being done in order to make sure that, you know, like the algorithms are ethical, like with the self-driving car debate, like if the self-driving car is at an intersection where there is like a person in front of them and there's another person like on both sides, like where would they turn, right? If they were getting into a car crash, things like that, like all of these ethical concerns, there's a lot of research being done into them. And I think that when you think about it this way, so like with things like the beginning of airplanes and the beginning of the train and the beginning of the internet, all of these things could have had really bad side effects, right? So that's why I really think that it's important to kind of consider that side, and to also consider that maybe the way we're thinking about these technologies needs to change, and maybe the way that we're teaching kids to use these technologies also needs to change. Like there needs to be education on how to use your phone in a way that is beneficial to your productivity and to your life, rather than using it to do non-productive things.
I agree completely. I think it's so critical to really think about all the positive that they bring and like focus mm-hmm. on that and how we can nurture that and grow that, rather than mm-hmm. kind of being stuck, like being fearful of it.
Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. And then the last question, which we ask everyone on the podcast, is what advice would you give to your younger self?
Oh, That's a really good question. I think, so I feel like the person that I am right now is a lot different from who I thought I was gonna be when I was younger, like whether it's for the better or for the worse. But I think really a lot of it is just kind of setting out this kind of plan for yourself and setting out like this vision, not just for like who you will become, but also for the world, like having aspirations and having really big dreams. And so I feel like that those kinds of things, like those kinds of passions and aspirations, are really what's going to shape the person that you are when you grow older. And like, so at the end of the day, as long as you're constantly thinking about like, you know, like who am I going to be in 30, 40 years or just 10 years? Like what kind of real positive impact am I going to be able to make? And what is my place in the world going to be? Well, when you're thinking about things like this, like instead of thinking about like, where am I going to be more, think about more like, what am I going to bring to the world? Like what kind of value am I going to bring to the people around me? Whether it's just two people in my family or like an entire country, like my skills, my personality, like all of these things that encompass the person that you are, like rather than thinking about like how they will evolve, think about how they will be used and leveraged to be able to make an impact and make a mark on this like society around you. And I think like if I thought that way more when I was younger, then I would probably be a lot more sure and certain of like the person that I am right now. But I think just really trust in the process, right? So like as long as you stick to it and as long as you like keep on working hard, then you will get there.
I love that. That's a beautiful note to end on. Awesome. Yeah. So if people want to learn more about you, where can they get more information?
Yeah, so I am on LinkedIn, Raymy Zhang, RamyZhang. And I also have a Facebook, and there's a Rush Collective YouTube channel, which you guys can look up. And yeah, so before I finish, I just really want to thank you, Nika, for like offering this opportunity to be able to kind of talk about the things that I really believe in. It means a lot, and I'm like super appreciative of like all of the work that you've done.
Oh, thank you so much. That's so sweet of you. Amazing. So thanks everyone for tuning in, and we will see you next time. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Young and Ambitious podcast. If you enjoyed it, please consider leaving us a review on iTunes. It really helps us get this out there and impacting more lives. Now, make sure to also take a screenshot and tag at Nika Moini and at The Positivity Boss on your podcast, and make sure to join the Young Bosses Collective Facebook group, where we have a community of young, ambitious people all supporting each other. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I will see you next time. Bye.